from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The group of five playoff, I just think, you know, I'm sure there would be competitive games. Like I said, in the lead up to this season, I would love for Memphis to play Boise State this season. That would be great. You know, even if you got to the end of the season and those were the two teams and they got to play each other, you know, for a play in the playoff or something, like, I think that there would be nothing wrong with that. But I just think when you're siphoning it off, then, you know, recruiting-wise, if you're a recruit, like, it's going to be a much tougher sell. You want to come to a group of five team when there's no access to play these other teams. I mean, part of the reason that Memphis is doing so well in recruiting this year is because they can tell kids, you can go play in the college football playoff. Like, that's a real thing. And it's a real thing for a lot of group of five teams. You've seen it. There's a lot of programs that are kind of turning heads with their recruiting. And obviously NIL is a big part of it, but part of the sell for these teams this year is like, yeah, you want to go play against this team in the playoff. The access is there. You know, we go undefeated, probably go to the playoff. So I think it would just suck, and it would just suck for fans who have, you know, they want to see that upset, they want to see that big game, and then it would just kind of be taken away permanently.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of steps and a lot of things to work through in college athletics and college football as a whole, so we'll just keep an eye on them. I'm done, and you mentioned it where we were talking about Oregon State and you know, Washington State playing conference games with the Tigers. I'm sort of done with projecting. You know, I think I'm there, Jonah. I don't want to project anymore. It's really hard to do it.
Since then,
it's a futile exercise.
It's just tough. Tell me where the games are, and I'll be there. But until that happens, I don't need to know.
I hear you, man. Well, Jonah, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. That's Jonah Dillon from the Commercial Appeal covering Memphis football and the Grizzlies. He is on X at the Jonah Dillon. Now, we need to go guest to guest. So we're going to go from Jonah to my guy to start hour number two, Jeff Calkins. He's next.
Yeah, you were.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good.
Good to hear. Now, I have to start in one place and one place only, because this, I think, has shifted my mindset on what we're looking at with the Memphis Grizzlies. J.B. Bickerstaff got fired by the Cavs. What do you think of that decision? I think it continues to go down that realm of we scapegoat NBA coaches no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, I think, yes, it very clearly, the life of an NBA coach is a fragile one, and they can be whacked at any moment. It's different, very different from Taylor Jenkins to me in this regard. I never have heard about Taylor Jenkins any grumbling from players or any discontent from the front office. Any hint of it, right? Like, with the players and the front office, it feels like 100% support. And when it comes to J.B. Bickerstaff, we've known for a while that both the players have grumbled about him. There's been reports of discontent in the locker room. And that management was, honestly, like, he was scolded by the GM halfway through this season for the way he was handling Donovan Mitchell's minutes. So they're obviously paranoid to keep, you know, desperate to keep Donovan Mitchell. So it's pretty clear in the NBA, when you lose the players, you know, you lose your job. We know that. And when anything goes wrong, you can lose your job. Now, if you want to look at the merits of it, should J.B. Bickerstaff be fired on the basis of what he's done in Cleveland and after losing a series where his best player didn't even play in You know, much of it? No. There's no reason for that. But that's not why you win or lose. It's not based on – it's not why you keep your job. It's not based on win-loss record. It's based on all kinds of other stuff. Largely, the perception, particularly internally and in the locker room, of how it's going. And so that's why he got whacked.
Yeah, but I will say, like, when you look at his five-year coaching tenure there with the Cavs, the John Beilein situation was terrible, and he took over that. That was bad, and then he got them back to the second round. And then that Boston series, it's just like, yeah, you get to the second round, you never really had a chance at them full strength, but you definitely don't have a chance at beating them without Donovan Mitchell.
There's no reason to
fire him. But again, it's about losing the locker room and losing certain players, which I will say,
and losing
for Taylor, Jenkins, that's quite possible. And we've had a couple of lead-ins to, you know, reshuffling the coaching staff, different thought process on how you're going to run your offense. We've had some hints into that, and if this season, you know, does not go according to plan, I could see where players would be a little bit peeved with the situation. And it may not have to do with Taylor Jenkins himself. It would just have to do with the current situation of the Grizzlies if they're not one of those top three, top four seeds.
Yeah, a couple things there. I have never disputed that if things go badly this year,
sure,
Taylor Jenkins can lose his job. That's pretty clear. And it's not because, but I think if things go badly this year, he likely will lose his job.
Right.
But I've literally never heard anything ever about discontent from
in fact, you hear the complete opposite from Jaren.
The opposite, like Jaren raving about him. And the truth of the matter is, like, when we had the earlier hot seat conversation earlier this week, it was interesting to me, if you read Drew Hill's tweet about it, it didn't say, I don't believe he's on the hot seat. It was basically, according to people I've talked to, you know,
right,
because it was actually reported. So that doesn't mean, here's what I believe. I believe that there is unified support for Taylor Jenkins in the front office and unified support for Taylor Jenkins in the locker room. I don't believe that means that no matter what happens, he's safe. Of course not. It's the NBA. And right now, there is pressure on that franchise from the GM to the coach, the players, to, you know, to get them to resume being a competitive outfit next year. And if they're not, of course he's in jeopardy. That's the way the NBA works.
Yep, 100%. Now, have you gotten to see, because we know the body cam was off, at the PGA Championship, have you seen the video that has surfaced of the police interaction with Scottie Scheffler at Valhalla? Have you gotten to look at this? Now, whatever the cop thought happened to him based on these videos did not happen in the slightest, Jeff. If you go look at this video, he didn't get dragged a centimeter. He ran after the car, sort of ran into it with his shoulder, then dragged Scottie Scheffler out of the car and threw him up against the car. There was no dragging. His pants did not get hurt, damaged beyond repair. This is kind of sad. I feel bad for Scottie Scheffler because it looks like everything he was saying sort of gets backed up when you look at this video. And I always thought it was pretty damn convenient that the body cam was turned off from said detective.
Well, I mean, that's why. This is not the first instance why we have to have body cams. It's kind of too bad we need to have body cams because they're expensive, as Sam Hardiman has written for the Daily Memphian, the amount of money that we spend on body cams. But the truth of the matter is that oftentimes what you see in a police report is not what it actually was in reality. And so this isn't shocking at all to me that I mean, obviously, listen, it is a thankless job to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of police officers who do great work, honorable work, courageous work, running into places that I would never run into, and all of that. It's also true that it sometimes feels like in certain incidents that if police were literally trained to overreact to situations, they could not overreact more than they actually, you know, I mean, Drew was saying this the other day. He was driven. His Uber driver was an off-duty police officer, and in Chicago, and the police officer said, "You know, when you get that badge, something comes over you." And I do. It's how always felt like to me from the beginning. Like it was a police officer who was wildly overreacting to a situation.
Yes.
That is what it smacked of from the beginning.
Yeah.
And if that is what is proving to be on video, I don't really understand why they haven't dropped the damn case yet. It's embarrassing for Louisville. It's embarrassing.
And I don't know why the detective did all the, because clearly based on this, I don't know how hurt he was, but there's a level of acting that went into him going and getting a room at the emergency department, right? Like that is a clear acting job. That's like flopping in the NBA.
Yeah. Turn on the camera. On the camera. Now, he has been disciplined, or he's been subjected to corrective action, is the way it was described, because he did not activate his camera, which is supposed to be, according to Louisville procedures, I did read that in the story, active at all times. So he's already been reprimanded for that. Scottie Scheffler, lawyer, has said they have no interest in pleading. You can either dismiss the case, or we will go to court with it. And I guess I figure at some point their cooler heads will prevail and this thing will be dismissed. Let's move on.
It is funny, though, like Scottie Scheffler just being like the nicest guy ever about the entire situation when it happened. They have a job to do, and I completely understand that. I think it escalated, right. But, you know, I'm sorry to the families who were affected by the death earlier. Like, he was just pure class the whole time.
I thought they handled it brilliantly. The pedestrian part is just, you know, obviously a real calamity and a tragedy for everyone involved. In terms of Scottie Scheffler, that part of it, this actually probably benefits him, you know, because he is not the highest
more nice
guy in the world. I'm sure he would not have wished it to happen. But there are a lot of people who are like, I know, you know, OK, he's a great golfer, but who is he exactly? And now they know, like, you know, it gives him a little bit of a outlaw street cred here for Scottie Scheffler, or victim, or something.
Outlaw street cred.
I'm not sure this is the end of the world for Scottie Scheffler.
No, I don't think it is. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be able to manage through this entire situation. The fact that one of the assault things was felony, though, one of the assault charges, it's like that was always insane. Second degree assault was a felony.
Stupid.
Where it's all stupid. It's all dumb. Now, I attempted in the first segment to talk through this settlement with House versus NCAA, $2.8 billion settlement, where one of the things that I found strange, and I want to get your opinion on this, within the settlement, anybody that is a current Division I athlete, because that's what this encompasses, they cannot bring an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA under the settlement terms. What do you think about that? Obviously, I think it's a little bit of CYA there from the NCAA covering their own ass. But is that a strange sort of nugget to throw in the settlement terms, where if you're going to be a current D1 athlete, you cannot bring any more antitrust claims against the NCAA unless you opt out of the suit? I found that to be a strange
unless you opt out of the suit. I get that. That's a key part. that's a key part.
Right.
Because normally. And again, I haven't studied this, and so I'm sure there's.
It's very hard to study because it's so convoluted with all these different antitrust lawsuits at the same time.
But in the end, the way it works is, just broadly speaking, when you settle something, the defendant only wants to settle if this is it, right? Like this is it, you know? Like I'm going to give you $2 billion, and we're done, right? And so if it makes all the sense in the world, it's not even CYA. It's just sort of, I'm not going to settle this unless this actually settles this, right?
Okay.
And so what you're saying is you have to agree, you know, whatever. If you run over me in a car and it's me and my three kids or whatever else in the car, you want to make sure that everyone who would have the potential to, or everyone you ran over, I was crossing the street with my family, you hit us, and you want to make sure that everyone who could bring a claim against you is waiving that claim or is settling that claim and is saying, we are, my son Ben isn't going to sue you. My son Peter's not going to sue you. Like, everyone's not going to sue
you.
Right. that's why you would do, that's why you would do it. So it's not unreasonable to ask for that. And now, the part that had me confused was, I didn't quite understand why the NCAA would have the right to waive the rights to sue by individuals who are currently enrolled in school.
Right.
But then when you said, unless they're opting out. So, yeah, so you can preserve, basically, you can preserve your right to sue them by opting out.
Right.
By opting out of this and saying, yeah, I'm going to take no money from this. I'm going to not benefit from this settlement. I'll opt out, and therefore I'll preserve my right to sue. And that makes all the sense in the world to me.
Right, but I will say, I know that they want this to be over with. Yeah, no more antitrust claims, yada, yada, yada. This is not going to be the end of antitrust lawsuits against the NCAA.
No.
There's no way. There's no chance.
On this particular basis, it will. If they're not saying it's the end of everything for forever, but they're saying... On this particular claim, yes. To me, the bigger questions, the questions that I have about this, and I really don't know the answer to this. We know that in addition to the back pay part, which is interesting, but not as interesting to me as the going forward pay part. We know that in addition to the back pay part, the schools will now be able to pay up to $20 million to their student athletes.
Yes.
Right? Going forward, starting literally the fall of 2025, is my understanding.
Yep.
There are so many questions about this. How is that money going to be divided? B, is it going to be subjected to Title IX constraints? Does it have to go equally to women to men?
Right.
Can it be divided up according just willy-nilly? Can you give the quarterback X number of dollars and the golfer, you know, Y number of dollars? Like, who's getting this money? And how is it decided they're getting their money? And by the way, will it displace current NIL? Will it replace that? Will it be instead of, or is it just going to be in addition to current NIL? Like, I've had heard no clarity about any of that stuff. And then more pertinently to the local situation is, what does this mean for Memphis?
Yeah.
Like, we know that I've seen it described as Power Four schools are going to be able to spend up to $20 million. What for a Group of Five school like Memphis? Are they involved in this? Are they allowed to give direct payments now to athletes? Do they have to opt in? Can they opt in? Are they like I've literally heard nothing about what this means for the University of Memphis, and I think it's critical because if all of a sudden, because this doesn't just apply to football. So if you are all of a sudden competing for a basketball player against, you know, UCF, and UCF, which is in a Power Four conference, can all of a sudden give direct payments to a player, Memphis is going to have a hard time even out recruiting UCF.
And plus the NIL. Plus the NIL at UCF.
Well, if the NIL exists in addition, I don't know how it's going to work. How does Memphis then compete if it can't give these direct payments? Have you heard anything about where Memphis fits into this new universe going forward?
No, I have not. I have no earthly idea how it works, because also I think when it comes to revenue and sharing revenue, like how much, like what if you're operating at a deficit too as a football program or a basketball program,
it's certain group,
where, exactly, and like how much more of a deficit are you working with if you give, you know, $15 million worth of your revenue to athletes?
Right. Even if Memphis could do it, well, could they do it? Like, even if they were allowed to do it, I don't think they probably would have the means to do it.
You'd be operating at ridiculous deficits every year with your athletic department, theoretically, the way I see it.
And the money has to come from somewhere, and I don't know where it would possibly come from. But I don't even know if Memphis is going to even be allowed to participate under this. I don't know. I have not heard sort of any clarification on that. So it is a whole new world. And it's coming quickly. Obviously, now that once everyone, all the defendants have voted to accept the settlement offer, and most have at this point, it still has to then be approved by the judge. This doesn't take effect immediately, but it's very clearly the new universe arriving, and fast.
Yeah, and then you throw another wrinkle into it. There's another case called Fontenot versus NCAA that just got voted on in the Colorado federal court, where they're not going to join in with the House NCAA settlement. even though they thought that originally they'd be able to join in and, you know, converge all these with the House versus NCAA case. It's just, it's so, it, this is why it gets so convoluted so fast.
This is not even, why people become sports fans.
And then the other thing is, like, people think that the House versus NCAA, once they settle, it's like that's the ultimate answer. No, it creates more questions. It's simple as that. It's so hard to follow.
And let's be honest, I saw today Memphis football tweeted 100 days to first game. Is that right? 100 mm-hmm. days till the first game? I mm-hmm. saw that. And that's what people care about. Like, no one gives, you know, this is, again, this is not why people become fans, right? So they sit here and it's alienating. You know, I don't actually think players getting paid is alienating. That was always a fear by some. Oh, once the players get paid, people aren't going to love college football anymore. Nonsense. But I do think that the constant conversation about it,
I agree,
is alienating to people. It's alienating to me.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, let's go ahead and let you roll. We'll talk again next week. Appreciate it, Jeff. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins, Daily Memphian columnist. Also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 on 92.9 FM ESPN. I think he's dead on correct about that. I mean, when we talk about these things consistently, like, there are things we have to work through, and I think that the general public needs to understand what's happening while it's happening. But I think people just get tired of it.
I think it's exactly right. People are done with it. Like, they don't care. They just want their football team to go kick ass.
Yes.
And they don't care about any of the periphery.
Yeah. And also, I think people latch on to the positive news, and I think most
FedEx,
of this stuff latches.
What are we talking about in Memphis? FedEx?
Yes. FedEx, and NIL money, $20 million
a year,
yada, yada, yada.
$20 million over five. Yeah, that's what we want to talk about.
Herring committing to the University.
We want to talk about the kid from Indiana who's coming to Memphis to play cornerback next
year. You know? Like, that's ultimately what people care about. But I do think that the general public needs to be somewhat understanding of what's happening.
I don't. I could give two craps. I do hope that you get – I actually – you know what I was – and this is why I keep bringing it up. I want guys like you to get paid. You know, you're my friend. You know, I know you. You're a player who.
And you're reminding me. I should have asked Jeff if he had any lawyer friends I could reach out to ask.
Yeah, you can get involved with this suit. And I'm not dismissing what you're doing. I get what you're saying, and I get that there's this dude in Colorado who's holding up, this lawsuit, and he's not going to be lumped in with it. It's interesting. I just find it to be. I think Jeff brings up a good point, which is the consumer is more interested in some other things.
I think there are some very few that really want to follow along with this thing, but I think for 95% of the fans that want to try to follow along with this thing, it's so mind numbing and convoluted.
No, there's too much.
It's so hard to understand unless you are a lawyer. That it just becomes damn.
Yeah. You know? The other thing that, you know what I don't like about it, and this is as a parent of a high school athlete, because there are a lot of athletes that are presuming that there's this pile of cash out there, and it is just not true. I mean, it is if you're an elite athlete. I get that. Like, if you were to redo it, Gabe, you would have gotten some money. You could have gotten maybe $35,000 a year from a team like Memphis or more, you know, upwards of 50, 60. But what I'm saying, that makes sense to me. The average high schooler right now thinks there's just this asinine amount of cash. The transfer portal at Memphis is where that money's going. It's not going to the high schoolers. That's the place to start.
And then also there's the discussion about those high schoolers. Are they even being recruited
anymore?
Where
does that go? Like, if you're an elite,
I keep telling people this, and I really try to get this across. I would have never had the chance to start 51 games at the University of Memphis in an FBS
That's a fact.
Program. I was a 2-star recruit. I wasn't even ranked in the state of damn Missouri when I came out. I was lucky to be able to get this
Because what
Memphis
they would have
offer.
Done, they would have paid a transfer to
they
come in and play offensive
transfer,
line for them.
They wouldn't want little old me from West County, St. Louis at 6'3", 250 mm-hmm. pounds, where they're like, I have to put on 50 pounds on this kid in my weight room, in my weight training before I even think about putting him on the field.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that anymore.
I
want to compete now because these coaches, too, have a lot of pressure on them. Hey, I get this job. I have to turn this around, get transfer portal recruits, and win now because that old thought of, you need 4 recruiting classes before you really know what this guy can give you, that's gone completely.
This is why we're getting to the heart of why Memphis should win 9.5 games and win the
100%.
AAC. And the reason why is, and this is no disrespect to you, because they're dealing with dudes that have been in
been there, done that, like experience.
A junior who's like 6'6" and, you know, 350. I mean, big kids on that line. It's, you can stat because you can pay them.
Yes, they're paying them, and they're winning recruiting battles against Washington and Alabama and Michigan State. It's different.
You
it's
should
different.
Be better There's than no Boise. Excuse. You should be better than Liberty.
Boise is a little different. They have a decent NIL deal. Liberty does too. But like all these teams in conference, literally name any other team
North
in
Texas,
the American Athletic
Tulane,
Conference. Hell, Tulane.
South
you should
Florida.
Get over top. Charlotte. Like, it shouldn't even be close. It shouldn't. The excuses do get eliminated when you have
scary.
More. When you have a lot more resources at your disposal, all those excuses are completely eliminated. They're gone.
Are we trapdooring Ryan a little bit here?
I think that that's fair, though, right? I think you have to. The expectations are so high. You have a ridiculous amount of talent that you're bringing in, not to mention you're number two in all the metrics that say returning offensive
talent.
Yeah,
you got a starting quarterback who's been there for
the
4 years.
The only team that has more returning production in the entire conference is South Florida, but they were in year one of a rebuild last year.
Right.
So it's like you could say they're trapdooring him, but I think that's where you need to be. With the expectations that this program has built up, you have to hold them to a high expectation.
We're going
to
be in a college football playoff.
Okay. Let's not put the cart
in
the horse.
We're going to be in the top 25, dog.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
I believe that.
We'll see how it works
out. I've already put the FanDuel bet in.
Come on, Brad.
No, I'm not the Hex. This isn't Brad's bet.
This is not Brad's.
This is a private side bet. This is my FanDuel
account.
Does
that apply to NBA?
$12.50.
Does the Fade Brad stuff only apply to basketball?
No, we're
going to
make bets.
NBA?
We're going to stay away from Memphis publicly, but I did take the $12.50, as I told Jason.
When you just said you took the over, I bet everybody in our audience let out a deep sigh. Damn.
They're sad that I did that. This is not a fade pick. This is a side pick.
I think, honestly, you should have just kept it to yourself.
Yeah,
because I think people out there.
No, I'm public about this. This is on Ryan Silverfield. Go win the conference and be in the college football playoff.
I hear that.
Can they beat Florida State this year? Is that too much to ask?
I think it's a little too much to ask, but
empty.
Hey, listen, I know some people at Florida State.
They're scared of Memphis. They don't want the smoke.
I've had conversations about it, and it's good that they're at home.
It's not impossible.
But they're not sitting there thinking that that's like, we write in a win.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think it'll be really tough.
Hey, you know what?
They're not thinking that the Memphis is going to roll over.
Much like the Cotton Bowl a few years back. Go win that game.
And I think, too, with
we didn't win that game, by the way.
With schools like Florida State versus Memphis, like the amount of talent that Memphis has brought in under Ryan, it used to look like when we played Ole Miss in 2015, we still won, right?
Yes.
But the size differential was noticeable.
Yes.
You don't see the size differential. Even when they played Mizzou last year.
No, and it looked comparable. I will say this. In that game, I'll take our quarterback over Uiagalelei.
Okay.
I like our quarterback better.
I'll say this. I do like Mike being in the ear of DJU, though. Mike is good with quarterbacks, as we've seen.
He is good, but I'm just saying it's not like last year where you had
But Seth
Travis.
Is in the same system for 3 years,
that's
what whereas DJU is switching into a different
system. I like
system.
Our quarterback better than you because, I mean, a Travis I'd be scared of, but not this kid. I mean, in a new
and
system.
And you have to take into consideration DJU's coming from that Oregon State turnaround, big set, two tight ends, hand the ball off, play action. Now he's going to drop back, run the ball, do some read option concepts. Like, it's different. And there's a lot to learn in that Norvell system.
There could be a lot of running around, too.
I can tell you from experience, there's a lot to learn for everybody in that Norvell system when you have to be
you could see it in
newly
last year.
Inserted in there.
You could see it in those games at the end of the year.
Well, you saw it the first year of Memphis. Eight and five year?
Yeah.
8-5 year in offensive line. We struggled. Riley had his struggles.
What year was that for you, 3 or 4?
That would have been year 3 for me.
Okay. So the second year was a lot easier, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Redshirt senior year, we were humming.
Yeah.
We were humming. We understood what was expected.
There you go.
Let's go ahead and grab a break, though, on that note. And when we come back, I have some NFL news to get to, including Aaron Rodgers giving explanation as to why he's not a running mate of a certain presidential candidate. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, now back in on the Game Pinch on 92.9 FM ESPN. I want to take like an abbreviated trip around the National Football League with organized team activities going along. We've talked about contract disputes, T. Higgins, and everything else. But I think we need to go ahead and talk about some of the storylines that have come out and people step into the podium. And I want to start with Aaron Rodgers. He has been cleared and he has no restrictions. He's out there throwing the ball, but he's had to ask questions about his very interesting offseason where he appears on all these podcasts and feels like he has to say something stupid every time he goes on to one. But one of the big storylines from the offseason was he was potentially closing in on being one of the running mate, the VP, for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running as an independent. Now, Aaron, can you go ahead and tell me, you know, what came down to it? Why are you not going to be his VP?
Yeah, I love Bobby. We had a couple really nice conversations. But there were really two options. It was retire and be his VP or keep playing. And I want to keep playing.
And by the way, he tried to do the little flex. Like, that's a little bit of a flex, right? Yeah. Bobby, I love Bobby. Me and Bobby had great conversations. But he said the decision came down to either playing or being a running mate for an independent party who's not going to win an election. Either $38.1 million or go be a running mate for someone who is an independent party who has no chance of winning the presidential election. I think the decision was pretty easy, honestly. And my thoughts on Aaron Rodgers remain the same. This is a guy who, after the season last year, told the rest of the Jets and the media, oh, we need to eliminate the noise. Yet every chance he has, he makes noise. He literally cannot help himself. He is who he is, and he's always going to be who he is.
He said that the podcasts are not distractions, Gabe. They're an opportunity.
An opportunity to create noise, which he said they need to limit.
Yes.
Just so we're clear.
I love how his voice, he starts, he's very staccato when he's getting on one. He kind of talks a little bit like this when he's trying to do a little zapper. You just know when he's gearing up to give you a fastball, like a old Bobby, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of talks a little bit. He's a little Bronx in there.
It's like if I'm good friends with Joe Biden, I'm like, old Joey, I had a great conversation with Joey, I'll
yeah.
tell you what.
Hey, you, me, and Joe. But I thought I'd come back for another year.
Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. Now, also, moving on, the photographer who was the victim in the alleged assault at the hands of Rashee Rice.
Yes.
He's planning on dropping all the charges. Okay. So Rashee Rice was at OTAs. Maybe he'll get to play this year, but we'll see how that hit-and-run incident in Dallas affects him. Lamar Jackson, have you seen this? He's weight loss.
Oh.
Weight loss. His highest playing weight was around 220. Last year, he played around 215.
He may need to have some pounds.
This year, he says he wants to get down to 200. He's at 205 right now. I'll say this about Lamar Jackson. His reasoning behind it is that he wants to be more agile. You can get more agile? I didn't know that, seriously?
I think he needs to move quicker side to side?
I would imagine. But if he thinks he can get more agile than he is already,
that's free.
I didn't think that was.
How about him and Derrick Henry in the backfield for the same offense?
Yin and yang, thunder, lightning, whatever the hell you want to call it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Now, also, Dak Prescott, let's get to the Cowboys here.
Let's go.
On contract negotiations. First thing he said, I don't play for money.
Get the hell out of here.
Dak, stop, man.
Don't do that.
I don't play for money. He went on to say, like, if he did it, he would do it for free. And I'm like, Dak, I know you want, like, the Cowboys fans to latch on to that and, like, be happy. No one buys that in the slightest, Dak. Stop the nonsense. If there was no money involved in this damn game, you would hightail it to go be a damn insurance salesman, for God's sakes. I don't know what you'd be, but you would not. play this game for no money.
No.
And then the final thing, Harrison Butker, he had a speech with Benedictine College. We know about that, and I've had my opinions on it, but I'm not even going to give my opinions. Patrick Mahomes was asked about his opinions on Harrison
Butker. Asking his teammates now.
I thought he handled it really well. He said he's known Harrison for 7 years. I judge him by the character that he shows every single day, and he's a good person. That's someone who cares about the people around him, cares about his family, and wants to make a good impact on society. He said when you're in a locker room, there's a lot of people with a lot of different areas in life, and they have a lot of different views on everything. We're not always going to agree. There are certain things that he said that I don't necessarily agree with, but I understand he can lead people. I understand the person that he is, and he's trying to do whatever he can to lead people in the right direction. I thought he handled it with
kind of. He's kind of acknowledging he doesn't necessarily agree or disagree with anything he said. He said, I know where his heart is.
And then here's my favorite part. They asked him after that. Good follow-up question by the reporter. What part of Harrison's speech did you disagree with?
Oh, here we go.
There's just certain values that some people emphasize more than others. There are just certain things I didn't necessarily agree with.
Okay. That's all general enough.
That's too general. You know, you got to ask the question.
Do we want to get into this? With Mahomes, I would love to.
I would absolutely love to.
Get him on The View and talk to his views on traditional marriage and
just say he, you know,
families.
I didn't like what he said about women. I didn't like what he said about gay people. Right? That's fine. You can just throw it out there like that. I would appreciate that. That'd be fun. Yeah. But he didn't want to upset the apple cart.
I think he's a pretty general kind of fella. He's trying to sell you know, stuff. Lots of stuff.
Have you seen what his latest an invention or what he's getting behind?
What's he got?
Sport coffee. Sport coffee. So
how does that work?
A coffee that does energy drinks and electrolytes that you take before work.
Does it have mushrooms in it and stuff?
I don't know, and I don't think it's that type. But it's a sport coffee. And my first thought when I saw that, I said that is the dumbest idea ever. Coffee is not good on the stomach. One, and also. You know what coffee does that you don't want it doing when you're working out? I don't think you want to get interrupted mid-workout to go get on the pot. Like, you know?
No, don't do that.
Yeah, then you have to warm up again and deal. Yeah, that seems like a terrible idea. And for a four-pack, $15 for a four-pack.
Damn!
Exactly!
That's
what I said.
Get that Folgers, bruh.
For God's sakes, give me some C4, give me a Gatorade. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let me enjoy my workout instead of being on the pot. Let's move on to small talk. We're going to talk about the video that has been obtained by golf.com that shows maybe a little bit of a different story about the Scottie Scheffler incident with the detective at Valhalla Golf Club. That's next.
7-8-9. Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, welcome back in. We have to talk about Scottie Scheffler. Less than a week ago, he got arrested by Louisville PD Officer Gillis for... resisting arrest and
dragging him along
10 yards. Yeah. Now, we didn't have video of it because Officer Gillis conveniently turned off his body cam. Now, another video has surfaced where everything that Officer Gillis said happened seemed to not have happened. He didn't get dragged at all. He ran up to the car, maybe got dragged about a foot. Scottie Scheffler stops. He apprehends him. He throws him up against the vehicle. The rest is history. Now, what we're starting to learn about this situation is that, one, it'll likely all be dropped, and two, Officer Gillis has a lengthy past there.
Oh, no. What's he got?
12 separate incident reports since he's been with Louisville PD, and they date back to 2013, including wrecking his vehicle and missing court, and then he was suspended 5 days for doing donuts in his police vehicle while on duty with an intoxicated civilian. So he has a little bit of a history himself. Now, I want to go back because he did say his pants were, you know, if you'll remember, his pants were beyond repair, $80 pair of pants.
That's what Scottie did.
If you watch the video, he didn't even fall to the ground. So the only way that his pants were beyond repair is if he drank some of that Patrick Mahomes sport coffee. I don't understand how this became a situation at all. It feels like, especially after watching the couple videos that have surfaced, he was way overdoing it, and he was using a little bit too much brute force and power.
I did not go in on Scottie at the get-go because this seems so weird. And I felt like this is something we were probably probably going to see.
And Scotty resisting and getting angry
That's
with
ridiculous.
An officer does not seem like it's in his he doesn't have that in his
he
DNA.
He didn't even say, do you know who I am?
Yeah. I mean, it's insane, but you're starting to see a lot about this.
This is going to get
officer.
Dropped.
It's going to get dropped.
Why has
and
it not
wonder,
been dropped
I wonder
yet?
If Gillis is, I wonder if he's going to
get
suspended or fired.
You said there's fake accounts already saying he has. I think we'll see that soon.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But we have a third hour on the way. We're going to open it talking with my guy from Boardroom, Eddie Gonzalez, about the NBA and NBA playoffs. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.